Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
Oh, it is here. Welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Hey.
Oh, it smells like meatball and Spice Girl and plane rides and fun, Bickers.
Which means fart. Meatball and plane rides together smells fart.
You can't say the Spice Girls smell like fart, mate.
No, I didn't say that.
You can't say they smell like fart, mate.
Planes always smell like fart.
We are about to be on a giant tin tube of farts heading overseas.
I will be honest, my excitement for the trip has been quashed a tiny bit because we've been informed we don't actually have tickets to the Spice Girls. The tickets we bought are from Viagogo, yes. And we've been told by Sondra, our producer, there's a high chance they're double ups and we're going to get to the gate and not get in. And you think it's funny.
I think you've got to stop being so negative. Just because the tickets we've been given have someone else's name on them, there are four rows outside the stadium, and our boss's credit card got scammed for thousands and thousands of dollars when we bought them, doesn't mean they're necessarily fake.
It means they're fake.
Well, the good
and
news.
It means that you're going to think it's funny.
I'm not going to think
when
it's
I
funny.
Get dressed up to go to the Spice Girls and I arrive at the gate and I scan my thing and it goes bow bow and then you go anyway, let's go out for a drink, and I sit there crying in the fetal position.
Do you know why I'm so good to you? Do you know what I've done?
What have you done?
I've organized a Spice Girl. Later in the show, we're going to chat to a Spice Girl.
What?
We're going to go directly to the source to see if
a
Spice
Girl. Tickets?
You know who can get tickets? The people who are in the show. So if a Spice Girl can't get us tickets, then no one can.
Oh my God.
So later in the
Which
show,
one?
I'm not going to tell you. You're going to find out.
I don't really care which one, as long as they give me tickets.
shall we kick off the show with one of these? Drop it like it's hot.
Bickmore's booty drop. Ooh, can I request Destiny's Child Survivor?
No, because we're not going to see Destiny's Child.
Ooh,
we're hopefully going to see the Spice Girls. I'm getting positive again. Ooh. I'm putting it out there. We will see them, so let's kick off the show with Spice Up Your Life.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, God, we've had good times, haven't we? We've had good times
over
recently.
Over our lifetime together.
Over our lifetime together. We've come such a long way. No, in the show recently, we've just been having fun, haven't we?
Yep, but I feel like you're saying that because you're about to bring it down.
No, I'm not. That's why you need to be more optimistic, because we've been having
Your eyes look really like red.
I'm sitting on
smoking
mate,
some
you
weed.
You know why? Because you turn the heater on in here when it's cold and it blows straight down into my face and dries me out.
That's the worst excuse ever.
Okay. Now I don't know how to convince you I haven't been crying.
Okay.
I promise I haven't.
Go on.
I'm trying to lift the mood from a 9. It's been a 9 out of 10.
Yep.
That's fantastic. You know what we need to be?
What?
We need to be an 11 out of 10. I've got the way we can do that. Everybody's favourite segment.
What word am I looking at?
It's been a while. And producer Saunders already put... Oh, it's made her cry. She's put her head in her hands.
Oh, my God. I've seen the book that you've got.
Yes, because I needed to... I know I'm not very good at preparation, so I needed to just reach for what was on the table. And, Carrie, would you mind describing the book for the people listening?
Great SEX Techniques.
Yes. Oh. And why is that book here?
Just a bit of light reading in the songs.
Just to get us in the mood to do radio.
What makes you feel good?
your child was reading this book.
Okay, my child accidentally found that book and was walking around the house with that and an item that would go with that book.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you tried to tell us that it was the Kama Sutra, which I associate with quite an innocent book with drawings. No, this is hardcore porn. It absolutely is. Anyway, so I'll just flick to a random page now.
Okay.
And Buzz, if you wouldn't mind.
What word am I looking at?
Okay, I've got my word.
Soft.
Ooh, so close. It does have an F in it. Difficult.
Okay, what's that referring to?
You just get the word. I feel like this is punishment for me rather than joy.
What's difficult? Is it telling you like certain... Anyway.
There's no context.
I'll ask Evie later. She'll tell me.
Buzzy, would you like to have a go?
What word am I looking at?
I reckon pelvic.
Oh.
Okay, not bad. But you've gone too long there. It is a short word. Men.
Oh.
Quite interesting.
Need to lift their
game in
the bedroom.
Page there. Producer Sonda.
What word am I looking at?
Yeah, Sonda?
insert.
Oh, too much.
Sonda, we are trying to make a radio
Sonda,
show.
You're
for
the one
the
that
masses.
Should be leading us as the team leader.
Oh, my
leader.
God. In, that is. And here, I've just picked out it. You bring that kind of filth to such a fun game. The word was oral. Anyway, let's move on. Carrie.
What word am I looking at?
I'm not going to say what I want to say.
This one's tough, actually.
In.
Ooh, not bad. Fleshy.
Oh.
Mate, it's your book. It's your book. I'm just grabbing things like
that. That's so disgusting.
What's the sentence? Can I get that in a
That's
sentence,
such
please?
Such a gross word, flesh.
Oh, yeah. This, no.
I was only joking.
No.
Please
don't. No. The next word is folds. It's really
folds. What words have we had so far? What word do we have to start with? Mate, no, I'm going to see what the sentence makes. What was the first word
no,
we had?
No, I've been flicking pages. The first word was difficult. And
difficult.
Then it was men.
Men.
And then, I don't know, Sonda tried to bring the tone
difficult
down.
Difficult men.
No, it wasn't. It was oral.
Difficult
and then,
men.
Fleshy.
Oral fleshy.
Oral fleshy.
Should we finish, should we finish off with Buzzy?
One more.
What word am I looking at?
Oh, God, this one's.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to say. Well, I was going to say position, but judging by your reaction, that's not what
bad.
It is.
It's not a bad guess. Are you gonna? But are you gonna lock it in?
Yeah, I'll lock in position. No, I'll lock in position.
I'm gonna lock in love.
Okay, you're gonna lock in love. Great, we'll go around the table.
Bed.
Sonda, you have no idea how to play this game. That is nowhere near what the word is. I've already done a three-letter word. Why would I do another three-letter word?
Mate, do not give Sonda
doesn't
there
understand.
There is no reason why
Sonda
that word
understand.
Couldn't be
Sonda,
one of the words.
Oh, yes, there is. There seems a reason. It's because it's thrusting.
There
well
we
done,
go.
Everybody. That was.
What word am I looking at? Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I feel bad that just last segment I was asking if you'd been crying.
Yes.
Because you might have been crying and you may have not wanted to talk about it.
But I just hadn't, mate.
No. So what what I want to show you is something that will make you cry.
Oh, no.
Because I saw this thing this morning. Chris showed it to me. It is honestly one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It's going to make me emotional thinking about it.
Is this how you got onto your segment? Did you just use that as a setup question?
No, I just remembered I wanted to bring this and then I saw your tears before. And
I haven't got tears, mate.
And I thought, well, you're in the mood for having a little cry.
Maybe you've been crying.
Have I? Do I look like I have?
Yeah.
Tennis player Mahout.
Okay. Mahout?
Mahout. Is it Nicholas Mahout?
Mahout?
Mahout's I think it's Mahout.
Mahout.
Mahout. Your hood? Or Mahout? Whose hood? Is it yours?
It's Mahout.
It's Mahout? Hey, come round to Mahout.
He lost at Roland Garros, right? He was playing Maya. So it was Maya versus Mahout. Their first names. It's not necessary for this story, okay? Anyway, Mahout lost, and it was one of the longest games.
Is that Mahout? No, it's my foot.
I reckon so many newspapers would have used a headline if he's ever rolled his ankle or hurt his foot during a game. Mahout foot.
Oh yeah, a foot fault. My foot.
Mahout's foot fault. Mahout fault.
Mahout fault.
Anyway.
Okay,
so it was one of the longest games apparently in history. It went on and on and on, and then he lost. And he broke down in the stands. Sonda is already looking emotional. She hasn't even seen it.
He broke down in the stands.
Not in the stands, in his little seat after the game, right? And his family was up in the stands. And he started crying.
All the Mahouts.
He started crying. And then watch this. And watch what happens.
So he's crying, and a little, assumably a boy that he knows, maybe his son?
His son comes coming onto the ground to start giving him a hug because he's so upset. And then they hug and they hug and they hug.
They do.
It's really sweet, isn't it?
Oh, and then security's coming. No, he must be a pitch invader. No, he's hugging. What's lovely.
And then the opposition player gets really emotional seeing the son hugging his son.
Yeah, he's a cute little boy with big glasses. And then the opposition player's clapping. Oh, no, he's crying.
Yeah, then he's crying.
He's like, oh, Mahout, no, my eyes. And then Mahout's walking off, clapping, waving to the crowd.
With his son.
Hand in hand.
Why are you crying?
Well, it's just a kid hugging his dad.
Oh, shut up.
I can hear
really
crying,
sad.
Though. Is that not you, Tommy, that's crying?
No, that's Sonda.
Sonda, you watch it.
She's laying down effect for our latest video.
I'm already crying, mate. Yeah. I was watching over Tommy's shoulder.
Yeah.
Because
anyway,
he doesn't have kids.
No, Sonda.
Look,
it's
he
not,
runs up to him.
It's
look
not
at
because
that.
I don't have kids.
Oh,
it's,
look. Oh,
yeah, it's lovely, but it's not.
So the kids stolen the show.
Can we point out that Sonda cried when we put a fake rat under the table?
You just ruined my moment.
Okay, sorry.
Anymore Why do you the... cry for no reason? And then when we have a reason to cry, you don't cry.
I've never cried.
Ever?
Buzz, get us out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Buzz just in the studio by himself right now because Carrie and Tommy have gone inside to set up a game that Carrie mentioned not too long ago on air, and apparently people have been DMing her wanting them to play it. So I'm going to hand it over to you right now, Carrie.
All right, now this game was my childhood.
Yes.
You've never played the chocolate game, have
no.
you? Okay, no. Okay, so how this works is you get a plate, you get a slab of chocolate,
yep.
and you get a knife and a fork.
Should then we remove get... all these ridiculous clothes that we have here?
No, because then you've got to get a jacket.
Okay.
You've got to get a scarf. You've got to get a hat, perhaps a handbag, as many layers as you can.
Okay.
And a dice, right? And what happens
Check.
Is, say you start, right?
Yep.
And you've got to put all of the clothes on, right? And once you've got all the clothes on, you start cutting the chocolate with a knife and fork.
Okay.
And every block that you cut, little tiny block, you then with the fork can put it in your mouth and eat it.
Okay.
Right? Now, the die keeps going around the circle. And as soon as someone else rolls a six, you've got to take all the layers off. They've got to put all the layers on. And once they get the layers on, then they can start cutting up and eating the chocolate.
And whoever spews first wins?
No, it's just the winner of the game
eat the most
is
chocolate.
Who gets to eat
So do we keep
chocolate.
Going till the whole box gone?
Exactly. But sometimes if it takes, if someone doesn't roll a six for ages, you can demolish a whole block before it gets to anybody else.
Okay.
Okay, so you ready to play?
Evie, would that make you spew if you had the whole block?
If I had all of them, I'll be sick and forever.
Yeah.
And forever sick? Ollie, right. What about you?
Yeah, he could
actually eat the whole thing.
Okay.
So it's Ollie, you, me,
yes.
and Evie's playing with Belle.
Evie, you want to start?
Do you want to start, Evie?
No. Okay.
I want Evie to win this.
Ollie can start. You've got to put all the items on when we say go, and then once they're all on, ready?
Hold on.
Then you can start cutting up your chocolate, okay?
This is
and
kind of... Hang on,
I'm not... I have to get my finger
on. No, this is how the game starts. You've got to start rolling because you're under pressure now. Where's
you're
the
really
die, though?
You're really tarting him up with the skirt. This is like Chocky and
three.
Drag.
I rolled a three. You go.
Oh, three. Evie,
you
go.
You go, Evie.
Go.
Roll a three.
Oh, five.
Me again. I rolled a two. You go.
Okay.
I was almost ready to cut the chocolate.
Oh, one.
You go. You've got to cut them all off into squares. Like,
oh, no. One.
One,
okay.
Mike.
How do I?
Like a full square. See, it's hard
six.
To cut. Oh, six. You don't get to eat any of it.
This is really cruel. Okay. Six.
Oh. Okay, you keep going.
Oh, hang on. Oh.
Oh, three, you go off. Six.
Why? You got me a tiny jacket.
It's a woman's jacket.
It's a tiny jacket. I can't even get the jacket on.
Three,
okay.
You go.
Okay.
Four. You go.
Okay. Lucky I've booked out 2 hours for this game. Six, Evie! I can't wait to see you put on all the clothes! I'll help.
Okay. Go, Evie.
Okay.
Bell play. Oh, no, I'm rolling, not chopping. Your roll. Okay, two.
Hey, Evie, quickly, we've got to start chopping it up.
Evie, you start chopping.
Okay, you go.
Okay. Good chopping.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Okay.
Fine, that's what he's doing. Four. Three.
Go, eat it.
Don't choke. You can eat it slowly, okay?
Don't choke.
My child choked
and was found in full drag.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Same, but backwards. It's your primitive is when
you're... Ready to go, guys?
Sure. Ah, I've got my lucky charm with me today.
Your baby.
My baby.
I have chosen to take a leaf out of your booklet, Carrie, and I'm being calm and zen in my approach to playing the game today.
It's going to be a very boring game if we're both calm and zen.
I'm not
it?
Here to be exciting. I'm here to win.
I reckon this might change your attitudes because I've chosen a theme for today's Same But Backwards.
And
I know how much
themes.
You love themes.
What's the theme?
Well, it's not long until we head over to London.
Tell me it's Spice Girls.
Similar. British bangers.
Oh. good.
It's good seeing Buzz doesn't know the meaning of the word.
No, I've studied it since last Friday, and I reckon I've absolutely nailed today's same but backwards songs.
For the people, what's the difference between a banger and a tune, Buzz?
I think we're about to find out. Let's just listen to the songs, and you can tell me whether or not.
Sure, he doesn't know the answer.
I've got no idea. I haven't actually researched. That was a lie.
Everybody out there, one bangs.
All right, here we go. Simple. British banger number one.
Carrie.
I know. Let me have a go.
No.
Why wouldn't you let me have
Adele.
A go? Just let me
Hello?
Have a go.
Yeah! That's not a banger.
What a banger.
That's a ballad, isn't it? Is that a ballad? Would you call that a ballad?
It's a soaring anthem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about number two?
Sorry, I've nearly lost my cool.
Carrie.
Oh, damn it.
Carrie's in.
Ed Sheeran. Dancing in... Perfect.
Oh, you've got to take a first answer.
I did. It's not dancing perfect.
No, I said dancing in the perfect.
Ed Sheeran, perfect.
It is.
Tommy, what do I say?
I was singing the lyrics. Dancing in the perfect.
Also, famously, Ed Sheeran holds a record for most amount of sold-out shows at Wembley, which is where the Spice Girls are.
Good little fun fact.
There we go. One apiece.
No, didn't ask for it. But
song number three.
Tommy. Craig David, 7 days.
It is.
That's such a good tune. That's not a banger. That's a tune, as you would say. Mm-hmm.
As I said, alliteration is everything in this industry.
Yeah.
Song number four.
Carrie. Spice Girls.
Buzz Herald.
Oh, Mama.
It isn't.
I would like to hear it again.
Please. Tommy, you get this, you win.
Oh, I think I know it now. I think I know.
Tommy, is it Spice Girls to Become One?
Yes. I need some love like
it is.
Thank you. I'm over the moon. What a fantastic game. What's the scores, please, Buzz?
That was 3-1.
Oh, we got one more.
No, I meant all
You've
up.
You've won, haven't you?
All up.
I've absolutely dominated.
Scores are tied. 7 apiece for the year.
Wow. Look who's coming rushing back. Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. Oh, mate, you've just got to change that face.
I can't change the face. We're about to go to London to see the Spice
and
Girls.
And our listeners all have tickets.
Only we don't have tickets to see the Spice Girls because the tickets we have were bought on Viagogo, which apparently is a dodgy site, and there's
apparently.
a high chance when we scan them we're not going to be able to get in.
Yes, but our listeners all have tickets, and I promised you a Spice Girl.
You did.
We have Mel B on the line, and we're just about to go to her. Mm-hmm. Let's not sound too desperate. Let's just ask her, but be cool.
I can't guarantee that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Connecting Mel B now. Mel B from the Spice Girls. Hello.
Hi.
Mel, we do have a bit of an issue. We're bringing a bunch of listeners with us, some of Australia's finest with us. Now, they all have legitimate tickets to your show, but we purchased them super early via one of those resale sites, and we...
Have just been informed.
Have just been informed that our tickets may or may not work when we get to the...
Oh, no. This is not that out. What do you mean the may or may not work?
Well, we're told it's a ticket. Yeah, we've been told it's a dodgy site.
Which means you can get there, and sometimes the tickets have been doubly sold, so someone else is sitting in your seat, so you can't swipe in. And I've been rocking in the fetal position because I'm not understating how much I need to be.
Well, how would you know? How would you know? Will you know when you get to the concert? Or is there
literally
anywhere that
when we get to the gate.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to let me know then.
When I'm standing there in my Union Jack dress and my red wig and I'm hoping to stand in.
I mean, I used to be a dancer, Mel B, so if, I need to come up on stage and come through that way, I'm sure I could do some, some choreo
of my
own.
We're going to have to figure that out. We have to figure that out. Who can you let know? And at what time are you getting there to the concert?
Mel, I thought because a lot of radio shows don't have any class and they would just flat out ask you for tickets. And and we are exactly that type of radio show. So I was just wondering, can we have some tickets?
Well, see if your tickets work. If they don't work, then you can have, because I think I've only got my tickets left. We've all got our individual tickets. I think I told you that before, but you'd have to let me know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just send you a message maybe just before you pop
up. That means that two of my friends won't be able to come, so the sooner you know, the better.
That's okay. I don't care much for your friends. So.
We're friends anyway, yeah. Aren't we?
These are northern girls. These are northern friends. They fight.
Okay. They sound like
your kind of... Are they single?
Well, it depends on which night you're coming, because we have three London nights.
Saturday
night.
Whichever night the single night is.
I think some of them are single, some of them are married. But most of them are single, actually, my friends.
Okay.
We're so excited to see you guys. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're so excited to bring our listeners that have been losing their mind about the chance to see the Spice Girls live. It's something what we've been hoping to do for absolutely years. So, yeah, we can't wait to see you over there.
Yeah, good luck.
We'll be easy to spot. We'll be the ones outside screaming. We've got Mel said we could ask for her.
No, we need to sort that out because you can't get there and then just get turned away. That'd be somewhere that you can find out if the tickets are for real or not. And if not, we'll have to organise you both some tickets.
Oh, you're too sweet, Mel. Thank you so much. All the best. We'll see you in London.
Good. Can't wait. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. To Medibank Free and Active, helping Australians live better by supporting free community activities across Australia.
Do you think we can get involved in some free community activities in London?
Hell yeah.
They won't be as good as the ones in Oz that Medibank do. But
not known for their physical activity. The English.
But you know who is active?
Who?
The Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And that is why they are the reason this week I am half wrapped, half raw.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
It has been a roller coaster ride.
Hasn't it?
Start of the week excited that by the end of the week we'd be heading to London.
Yes.
Middle of the week went very bad when we discovered our Viagogo tickets would mean we can't actually get into the concert. But all the listeners can, we just can't.
Yes.
But it just moments ago ended on a little high because Mel B has said if our tickets don't work, we can call her and she'll come and get us.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether she's on stage, she's going to be able to come and get us. Yes. So I'm just going to keep positive.
Yes, positive. Good.
But how are you feeling, though? You're pretty wrapped that we're heading away to London.
Yeah, I am wrapped. I'm wrapped we're going to London. But I'm also wrapped because, you know, the big dog's form has been really questioned recently.
Who's the big dog?
You're looking at the big dog.
Oh, you. Okay.
You know, the average size dog that's in big dog's clothes?
Sorry.
That's the big
when
dog.
When you refer to yourself in third person, it's always.
Yeah. Anyway, you're hurting the big dog's feeling already. Sometimes we have guests in and they leave and... Me and you both look at each other and we're like, wow, they really hated the big dog.
Yeah.
And we thought they'd like the big dog. And the big dog was real weird. And particularly...
Most of our British artists that we have come on the show leave you telling their publicists never, ever to bring you back on the show because of that
big
guy.
The big dog. Yeah, because of the big dog.
The big dog. Because
of the big dog. What was nice this week when finally the big dog had one go his way.
Wait a minute. Okay. Do he got kids? No, Tiffany. No.
Oh, Tiffany, don't do doesn't. This.
You don't have kids?
No,
you, got
you
a wife?
Can do this.
Tiffany, I don't want to brag, but I don't have kids, a wife, or chlamydia.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, my phone number is...
No, Tiffany.
Nine.
We love you both. Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, thank you so much for coming.
You said you love me.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Don't say that to him because he's very keen and you will regret it.
Really? Does his breath stink or something?
No.
Do you know how to play rugby?
Okay. Ridiculous. Yep. I'm sorry.
And surf. I can surf. I can teach you how
to
surf.
You can surf? I surf too.
Sir.
Email me at .com.
And I mean, let's not ask too many questions with how that went after that. But that's fine.
No,
let's just chalk it up
time.
As a win.
There's still time.
Yeah, Buzzy.
I don't have high hope. But
Buzzy.
Bit raw this week, guys.
The little dog.
The little dog. Ruff, ruff.
The tiny little yappy dog.
Yeah, bit
the
raw.
The chihuahua. The shih tzu.
The shih tzu. Little bulldog, I reckon I'd be closer to. I'm raw this week, guys. It was going well, our chemistry between all of us. But for some sort of reason, it just didn't work, especially between Carrie and I. We are also chatting with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish on the show this afternoon. Any buy-in from Carrie and Tommy, whose show it actually is?
What?
Mate, I thought you were doing your bit.
Cool. Let's kick it off with Rihanna. Don't stop the music. Carrie Bickmore,
I'm so
Tommy
excited.
Little.
Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Eight
no,
more seconds.
Quiet.
Keep going.
Okay,
five.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Four.
Absolutely. Get involved in the community.
Community. Isn't it the best?
It is. It's almost.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
I didn't even finish talking. 5 minutes ago, you're asking me to talk, and now I talk and you're cutting
me off. I just wanted to get into bits because I'm so excited about these.
You and Buzz need to go away. Need to spend a week in a house together. Get your periods back in sync because at the moment you're a mess. You're all over the show.
I love how we always are segueing into Bickmore's Bits these days. There's always a segue leading into the opener.
Yeah, that's
part of the job.
Good chat. Thanks for throwing us under there, guys.
How are those tie marks on your back, Buzzy?
Not good.
Sorry, Buzz. I think I was taking out all of the feelings I have towards Sonder out.
And to be fair,
hang on.
Now the medium dog's firing up. Hey. Now we've got the Labrador really barking up in the corner.
You have been pushing your way into this show a week. Popped out over there.
The Great Danes had a bloody wolf.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Katie, we are on our way to you this weekend.
Gosh. Oh, I'm so ready for you, Carrie. In fact, I'm over ready.
You're over
Tell me, you're overripe, are you?
What does that mean?
Yes, I am. I've hung too long on the vine. Yes,
have you gone
I'm
off
bruised
or
and
not?
I'm dripping.
We can only use
you're ready to devour. Off?
Yeah, it means Katie's only good in a cake, not fresh.
She's about to drop to the floor and be picked up by a forager.
Yes, or someone's about to hold her up and go, dollar bag.
When are you guys going?
Dive.
You're leaving today, yeah? Leaving today?
Yes, and then we're going to London, then we're coming to Italy.
You guys don't have, I know this is late to spring it on you, you guys don't have some Spice Girls tickets for us, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You're being short, are you?
I'm still. I can't work out whether there's a joke being played on me or whether it's genuine. Currently, we don't have tickets, and
really?
I don't think it's funny because I genuinely love them, and this was all my idea. And everyone else around me doesn't seem too sad, which is concerning.
I'm sad, mate.
Lately.
But the listeners have got them, though, haven't they? The listeners have got them.
Yeah, definitely.
I care about them, but I care about me going.
Well, Carrie, if I get some,
to see them.
You can have them.
Okay, hold on.
That's very nice. Thank you.
You get them, and I don't get them, mate.
That's very nice.
You better bloody give them to me if you get them.
You definitely have them. You can,
Katie, I need you to promise the same thing.
Yes.
We'll see you over in London, yeah?
Oh, I can't wait. Let's go to Buckingham Palace.
That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Sounds like a bit
we got a plan to catch, guys. We're out of here.
I want to see Hughesy.
Hey, I'm going to be in Italy, so we'll see you in Italy.
All right, we're out of here. The next time we speak to you, we'll be doing it live from London for That's a Spicy Meatball Too. We cannot wait. Hughesy and Kate, they're next to drive you home with the final chance to get there.
Bye.
Today's Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you.